Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM. The Fan, we're going to hear from about Gary Ellerson's trip to Miami that almost ended in Gary Ellerson no longer being on the Wendy's Big Show at 4:35. But right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we have a conversation with our guy Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him online at Matt_Velasquez. Joining us now here on the Wendy's Big Show, with Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Matt, appreciate the time today.
Yeah, always happy to talk to you guys.
It's always fun when we get an opportunity to talk after the game, but this in the middle of the day, getting ready for Bucks and Pelicans on TNT. Two big games, two nationally televised games for the Bucks this week, with the Pelicans tonight and the number one overall pick, and then the 76ers on Thursday, where, Matt, that was a group and a team that a lot of people have had concerns about the Bucks trying to take down once the playoffs come, but that's a team that's somewhat imploding in front of us.
Yeah, they're definitely doing that. It's a pretty good way of describing it. They're on a three-game losing streak. They're 9-18 on the road this season. 22-2 at home, but if they keep doing what they've been doing, they won't have home court advantage in the playoffs, which could definitely be a problem because when they've been at full strength, they've struggled. So I'm still looking forward to that game. Obviously, what they did to the Bucks on Christmas was pretty singular when you look at what teams have generally done against the Bucks this year. And I'm interested to see what will happen when those two teams meet at Fiserv Forum.
So tonight, obviously, it's all about Zion Williamson and the New Orleans Pelicans. We had Brian Anderson on earlier in the show, who's calling it for TNT, and he was talking about just how impressed he's been with Zion to this point. Of what you've been able to see of Zion, what are your thoughts?
Oh, he's just so impressive. I'm so excited to see him in person tonight, especially to see him going up against Giannis and against Brook Lopez and just against all the size that the Bucks could put out there, because he's such a crazy good athlete that he could jump out of the gym. It doesn't matter who you put on him. He can just go up there and get it and try and throw down on anybody. He's also got a pretty nice, you know, three-point stroke. He's still, you know, mixing that in, but it's something that the Bucks will have to consider or respect. I just think this will be a super fun game. I know, obviously, it's trade deadline season. Everybody's talking about that. But if we could just take a break for a couple hours and just focus on Giannis and Zion in this game, I think anybody who does that will be pretty well entertained.
Do you see these guys being very similar in what they can do, Giannis and Zion?
You know, I think there are some similarities in their ability to use their strength and their size. Obviously, it's different size. You know, Giannis is a little bit taller and longer, whereas Zion's more like solid and compact, and obviously he weighs a lot more. But they can use their size and their strength to work inside and to score when most other guys might not have an opportunity to do so. They can go up and get alley-oops and throw them down. I think Zion, you know, is maybe still working on the ball handling that Giannis has. But I think, obviously, with the age disparity, I think they could both be really high-quality ball handlers, guys who could be point forwards and do a bunch of different stuff. So I think they're different, but they do have some similarities. That's for sure.
Talking with Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM, and thefreeradio.com. Matt joins me on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show after each and every game right here on The Fan, and we'll do so again tonight after Bucks and Pelicans. Another one, Matt, for Giannis as an Eastern Conference Player of the Month. He's won the award every single month of the NBA season that we're currently in. He's won 7 of the last 8. I don't know how you can argue that there's anybody else dominating the league like he is right now.
No, I mean, he picked up where he left off in his MVP season and has gotten even better while playing fewer minutes. he's the most efficient player per, you know, PER the NBA has ever seen. And the crazy thing is that I felt like January was just kind of a normal month for him. And like his normal is just so high above like what everyone else does. Like you have to kind of step back and remember like how good he is and how impactful he is and how many different ways that he can affect the game, whether it's through scoring, you know, maybe shooting a few threes here and there, dishing out passes, getting tons of rebounds, blocks, steals. I mean, you name it, he does it. He's just so impressive.
We talk about this NBA trade deadline. I'll be honest, I don't think much is going to happen with this Bucks team. From your perspective, far more connected to the team than I am, any names that you wouldn't be surprised to see moved off of this Bucks roster?
I don't think – I'm with you, Sparky. I mean, I have a story in the Journal Sentinel today. I talked to John Horst recently, and you know, he said that basically more than likely they're not going to do anything. Not that they're not looking or doing their homework or anything like that. They're keeping an eye out for what the market looks like, and if they can find something that they think would be, you know, the perfect fit, then you know they'd be interested in doing it. But other than that, they're not really going to force it. They like this team, they like the chemistry, they like that they have a lot of opportunity to bring guys back in free agency. If they do anything, I think it would be kind of a smaller type of deal. It'd be with guys who aren't really getting as many minutes right now toward the end of the bench. But being able to find a deal where you're not just giving up your end of the bench guys for someone else's end of the bench guys and hoping that, you know, maybe the change in scenery fits or anything like that. Besides that, it's just hard to find a way to stack their contracts together because the guys aren't making very much in order to be in the conversation for, you know, a free agent who's making 10, 11, 12, you know, $1 million a year, because then you'd have to basically like throw like three or four guys in there, and the other team might not want all those guys. So it just makes it really hard for them to find the right deal. And even if they don't find a deal, I think the team that they have right now is pretty darn good.
Talking Bucks with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's beat writer Matt Velasquez here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Matt, I'm just impressed that Chris Middleton is back-to-back All-Star. The guy gets no love for whatever reason. I'm fine with that. I mean, but you know, Pat Connaughton in a dunk contest, just the kind of exposure that the Bucks need for them to become household names, especially not to mention that when he put up the 51 points when Giannis was out, I'm just happy for the growth of Chris Middleton.
Oh, he's been great this year. I mean, he's playing, you know, fewer minutes than he has since his rookie year, and he's on pace for a 50-40-90 season, averaging 20 points a game. He's just been awesome. His January, I mean, absolutely, Giannis got an Eastern Conference Player of the Month. But Chris Middleton's January was sensational with how efficient he was and how well he shot the ball. And obviously, he plays pretty good defense, too. And you mentioned All-Star Weekend. You know, as much as the Bucks are represented, they have Giannis as a captain. They have Chris Middleton there. They have Pat in the dunk contest. I think they're let down that they don't have more representation. I think they wanted Dante DiVincenzo in the Rising Stars game. They wanted Eric Bledsoe, you know, and of course, you know, they're going to say this. Of course, they're biased. They want Brook Lopez in there too. I don't think there's as much of an argument for that, but they wanted those guys in the All-Star game. They thought that, you know, being, you know, on pace for 70 wins, something that only two other teams have done, kind of put them in a separate tier where they deserve to get more All-Stars. And so I think that's kind of where the expectations are for this team. They're not just happy to have some representation. I think they believe that, you know, they are the class of the league and they should get even more, which is crazy to think about how far this team's come.
But Matt, and you watch this league as close as anybody and as well connected as anybody I've ever talked to here on these airwaves. Were you surprised personally that Eric Bledsoe wasn't a part of the All-Star team this year? There's just so many good point guards in the Eastern Conference. It felt like it was a long shot for him to get in.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit of a long shot. There were so many guys in the East that were deserving. This wasn't like one of those years where you're struggling to come up with reserves to find guys who deserve to be there. I think there are a bunch of guys who, all the guys who are there deserve to be there, and finding someone to take out would be really difficult. And nobody who made it is injured, so there's no injury replacements. It just makes it harder to get in. It's not that Bledsoe isn't having a good year. I think he has been having a really good year. I think he had a really good year last year, too. Everybody just, you know, remembers the Eastern Conference Finals. But outside of that series, you have to remember that he was, you know, a huge part in them getting 60 wins and advancing that far in the playoffs. And so I think he's picked up from where he left off in the regular season last year. He's been working on his three-point shot, working on his free throws. I think he's gotten even better this year. And, you know, the Bucks are going to need him to continue at that level, you know, come playoff time.
Okay, so we look at this Bucks team and where it's at right now, and there's been some rumblings on Twitter from not a ton of people, but some people, that maybe this product is maybe a little bit boring for Bucks fans that can't handle this amount of success all at once, and Bucks just rolling over teams and so forth. And everybody's saying, well, this doesn't really mean anything if they don't get to the NBA Finals and finish this thing later in the season. From your standpoint, Matt Velasquez, who are the teams that the Bucks should be looking at the trade deadline, seeing what they do as far as who can contend with the Bucks towards the end of the season outside of the LA Lakers?
You know, I think you keep an eye on the Raptors. Obviously, that was a team that, you know, they brought in Kawhi last year. They're not against or they have no problem making big swings. You don't think that they necessarily need to make a big swing. They have a really good roster. Pascal Siakam stepped up. Kyle Lowry stepped up. Their depth has really just, everybody's moved up with Kawhi being gone and played really well. But maybe Masai Ujiri decides to, tinker a little bit more and try and find another deal to maybe solidify that team a little bit more. Obviously the Boston Celtics, they've been thrown around in trade talks of centering around Clint Capella and things like that. I don't know how much that would move the needle for them because they tend to play small and that kind of grouping works for them. But they're a team to keep an eye on. And then the Miami Heat, they can do, I mean, theoretically, a lot of things at the trade deadline because they have a bunch of contracts that would fit into bigger deals. They have a bunch of guys making like $8 to $12 that you can bunch together and send around if you needed to. So if they decide to take a big swing, which obviously Pat Riley, you know, he might do, maybe that could affect their team in such a way that maybe they become even more formidable than they are now.
Talking about your 42-7 Milwaukee Bucks here with Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Matt, when you look at Dante DiVincenzo's improvement and his growth this year in year two, but I mean essentially year one, maybe one and a half if you count how long he was injured last year, do you think his progression may even outperform the expectations that the organization had for him this year?
Well, he's definitely making a case to do that. I think the way he is impacting the game now that he's shooting the ball a little bit better, he's up to 34% on threes this season. There was a while where he was hovering around like 30-31%. He's really, you know, starting to shoot the ball well, play with confidence. His defense has been there consistently, whether he's a starter off the bench, getting deflections, getting steals, hustling, making winning plays, the kind of stuff that Bud just absolutely loves. When we talk to him after a game, you know, just the different things that Dante brings. But I think that when you see what he's able to do coming off of that heel bursitis that kept him out of so much of last season, and you think, wow, like the Bucks have him under contract, under team control for the next 2 years, plus then he'd be a restricted free agent. You could see how, you know, they would be happy about the possibilities that lie within Dante DiVincenzo for the years to come.
Matt, appreciate the time, man. Can't wait to talk about another, hopefully, Bucks win tonight as we reach game number 50 here in the 2019-2020 season. Feels like it's just flying by. And another national TV game. We'll talk tonight on the postgame show.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, man. That's Matt Velasquez, Matt_Velasquez, how you follow him on Twitter. He writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Go follow his stuff online at the JS Online and also the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is a crazy thing for millennials. They actually still sell newspapers. So they will deliver the newspaper to your door each morning. It's a wild, wild invention.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while.
It's pretty crazy. And I know millennials don't necessarily understand that it actually does still happen.
Way more expensive now than it used to be, though.
By far. It's also a little bit easier to like on your computer.
It used to be, what, a quarter, Gary?
Yeah.
You buy it out of the box.
Yeah, right out of the box. Yeah, not anymore. Yeah, no. Hey, real quick, were you guys surprised by the viewership, the ratings for the Super Bowl and what market they took place in?
Just under 100 million viewers, I saw.
Milwaukee was 2.
Right. And Nashville was 3, I believe.
Good football towns.
Milwaukee's always usually top 5.
But think about it with Nashville, too.
That was surprising for me.
Nashville thought that they were going to be in the Super Bowl with the Tennessee Titans.
That goes to show you, I suppose, right? So that goes to show you those two markets, the fans, hoping that they're there next year, or they're looking to see how far away or whatever. I mean,
mm-hmm. how close they could be, actually.
Yeah, because, I mean, those are not major markets. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're mid markets, no doubt. Yeah. And also, too, I mean, we're going to get into that conversation at 4 o'clock. How far away are the Packers from the Chiefs and Niners? But when you're looking with the Tennessee Titans and the Packers, there's a lot of questions that you got to answer in the offseason about your own group.
Yeah.
And the Titans are going to have to sign Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill. Well,
yeah.
They want to. They got a lot of money that they're going to have to spend.
Big contracts there.
They might need somebody in front office to go work for Young Express and make some money to then give away to Ryan Tannehill or Derrick Henry.
If they give all that money to Ryan Tannehill, that person will be looking for a job. Young Express, the company we talk about so much, is continuing to grow. Are you looking for a new career? Would you like to be a part of a Christian-based, family-run company? A company that's been in business for over 27 years. Of course you would. Young Express is the company we talk about so much, growing, currently looking at positions in their sales departments. Now, all you have to do is go online and apply. JUNGExpress.com. This is what Young Express is looking for. High degree of integrity, energetic, friendly personality. Willing to prospect new business via phone, email, and social selling. Reliable transportation. Willingness to travel within an assigned territory. High school diploma or equivalent. Outside sales experience preferred. Excellent written, oral, and face-to-face communication skills are essential. Closing and follow-up skills are a must. What you can expect if they hire you at Young Express to work sales? 40-hour work week, salary plus commissions, bonuses and contests, generous mileage reimbursement, expense account, health insurance, 401k, cell phone, tablet, and all sales and promotional materials provided to you by the company. Apply for the position that fits your passion now at youngexpress.com. That's JUNGExpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
We are going to hear how Gary Ellerson survived in Miami at 4:35, as it was near fatal experience for our guy Gary Ellerson as he fought away from an axe murderer at 4:35. You'll hear that conversation.
But if he wouldn't have, could you imagine what our ratings would have been like?
It's the most rude thing. I don't even know how to answer something like that.
I mean, you know what? He's becoming a real radio guy. I mean, it's all about rating for him. Like, since he's got this new appointment now.
I was going to say that earlier, said, the 2 o'clock hour, and I bit my tongue. I was like, I can't do
this. What you should have said is what I say. I didn't know my mic was on.
Well, arrests get ratings. So, I mean, I could go out here and get arrested. Well, they do.
That could be nearly as good.
No, he was saying Gary got knocked off. I mean, it'd be ratings.
Well, by an axe murderer? Hey, man, you don't hear those stories very often.
Huh?
You hit the hot button.
Huh?
Well, you got kilt?
Kilt.
If you got kilt, you would have to be able to film it better than our dude that said he was going to go fight the grizzly bear.
Right. Never heard from him yet.
Yeah, never heard from him again. Understandably so. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.